Patricia Collingham is Powell River Brain Injury Society's new executive director. Having served as the executive director for the Stanley Park Ecology Society in Vancouver for 3.5 years previously, Collingham is bringing her leadership capabilities to the Brain Injury Society, which provides support, education and advocacy for persons living with an acquired brain injury in the Cawthet region, plus their families, friends and caregivers, through goal-specific, unique and innovative programming. Collingham said her past leadership position, with the Ecology Society, was dedicated to education, conservation and research rooted in Stanley Park, which is visited by more than 18 million people per year. She noted a posting online for the Powell River Brain Injury position and had been drawn to the community over the past few summers. "I really love the feel of the community," said Collingham. She said she also has an understanding of the effects of acquired brain injury, having had a car accident 4 years ago, suffering a concussion, post-concussion syndrome and other effects relating to the accident. "Honestly, when I learned about what the Powell River Brain Injury Society does, and the impact that it has, I felt it would be a really good fit for me," she added. "I've been in senior leadership, including executive director-level roles, for a long time, more than 20 years, and I've worked with a lot of vulnerable populations. With the situation that I went through, and also with my education and background, I thought this would be a great opportunity." Collingham said when she became aware of the Brain Injury Society's job posting, she took a close look at the organization's website and researched online reviews. "It really seemed like the organization's impact is great, and that's so important," said Collingham. "If you can benefit somebody who is dealing with a traumatic situation, and benefit the community, you are doing good work." Collingham said she is so privileged to be training with Debbie D., former executive director and the Brain Injury Society's founder. "I believe Debbie has more than 20 years in the organization, so I'm in good hands," said Collingham. "I'm very honored." Dee has offered to stay on for up to 3 months to help Collingham become fully grounded in her new responsibilities. "I'm really looking forward to learning so much from her," said Collingham, who started her new position on January 13. Collingham said it is too early to make many determinations about a future direction for the society, but added that she and Dee started talking about a strategic plan for the organization and how it can move forward. "I'm really excited to be here and to be learning more about how I can benefit the organization," she said. "The brain injury is a busy place, with a number of drop-in activities," she added. "Something is running every business day of the week," said Collingham. "I know in the summer, people are growing vegetables and gardening. We also have some outreach programs for people who use our services." Collingham said there is a steep learning curve ahead, and she is interested in continuing education, because she is a big believer in continuing education and professional development. She said she is interested in learning about what resources are available to assist her in most effectively managing the Brain Injury Society. Dee said she was looking forward to working with Collingham, who will bring some fresh perspectives to her responsibilities as executive director. Brain Injury Society office manager Rachel Peterson, who manages most of the client services at the center, said the society's involvement can range from individualized services when people need help with paperwork, to government forms, Canada Pension Plan, and items such as that. She said the society also connects people with appropriate agencies, such as the Ministry of Social Development and Poverty Reduction. "Sometimes people with brain injuries might have a little bit of difficulty, and advocacy helps, especially if they are having trouble with reading and writing following their injuries," said Peterson. "They may find a situation overwhelming, or they may feel they can't communicate the best, so we can come in and act almost like a mediator and help them with their rights." Peterson said she is looking forward to working with Collingham, who will come in with some of her own ideas. "She's going to bring a positive influence to the society and brings a lot of experience coming in from other organizations, which will be beneficial," said Peterson. Powell River Brain Injury Society President Roger Whitaker said Collingham was the most outstanding candidate in a plethora of great applicants. "Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.